When we first started looking at heroin, giving it a hard look in 2012, I talked with a lot of my sheriffs in North Alabama counties, and they told me that they didn't have a heroin problem. And I spoke with the U.S. attorneys in Middle and South Alabama, and they weren't seeing heroin. Today, 2 years later, virtually all of the sheriffs in my 31 counties are concerned about heroin. We had 5 overdose deaths in Florence, Alabama last month, and they're starting to see heroin spreading into Middle and South Alabama as well.
Heroin, like with any drugs, there are certain stereotypes around who are the kinds of people that use this drug, but you've actually found in your work that it casts a wide net.
It's very true that heroin is one of those drugs that cuts across demographics. I was talking with Chief A.C. Roper, Birmingham Police Chief, a couple days ago, and we were talking about this very issue. Who's using heroin? And Chief Roper's response was, everyone is using it. It cuts across all demographics, rich, poor, white, black, male, female. Heroin usage is epidemic.
And why heroin now?
Well, I think that's a difficult question to answer. Why heroin? Why any drug abuse at all, right? What I do see as a pattern is people will get addicted to prescription drug medication, to OxyContin or to another opiate class medication. And at some point, it will become either too difficult to acquire it, whether that's legally or illegally, or too expensive. And someone will suggest that they turn to heroin, which is sold as being a better high and far less expensive.
It also seems like it's a big jump to go from trying to get another prescription for OxyContin from your doctor and buying something like heroin.
It's, I think, in many ways a jump that we can't understand, right? What motivates someone who outwardly has many of the signs of success in life to decide to stick a needle full of heroin into their arm? One thing that we know from our work with people in the medical community, and we're fortunate in Birmingham to have tremendous partners from the medical community at the University of Alabama and in the Jefferson County Health Department. And so you come to understand that the addiction to pills, which perhaps seems innocuous, right? After all, these are prescription medications. They're widely available. How can they be harmful? But it takes a relatively short period of time, say with OxyContin, to become an addict, 30 days. And at some point, your doctor won't write you another prescription for OxyContin. And it's at that point people begin their journey to a darker side of drug use, to illegally purchasing prescription drugs. And apocryphally, we know from work in this field that often there will come a time when the dealer will say, well, I don't have OxyContin, but I do have heroin.
And with this recent increase in usage in Alabama, what is the Justice Department doing about it?
So my position as U.S. attorney is to work with all of the federal agencies and to coordinate with state and local agencies in the fight against crime. In 2012, when I asked the federal agencies and our state and local partners to come together for a meeting to discuss the heroin problem, everyone showed up. That included people who didn't think that they had a heroin problem in their jurisdiction. As we went around the room in that meeting and discussed what people were seeing in different jurisdictions, that really drove the point home to all of us. So we did, I think, what we do best. We put together a joint enforcement activity, coordinated through both DEA and the FBI working in partnership, worked to divert the supply of heroin coming into this district, worked also to identify local sources of supply and shut those down. And that work was very effective. The overdose death rate declined sharply after that action. But one thing that we know in law enforcement is that drugs are not a problem that we can arrest our way out of. And it's necessary to have both sustained law enforcement action, and we are committed to continue that effort, along with community efforts to fight addiction and treat addiction.
What are some of the barriers to fighting this problem?
One of the biggest barriers we're seeing is the stigma associated with heroin addiction. It's difficult for families to come forward and talk about a loved one who's dealing with a heroin addiction as though the family is somehow at fault. It's going to be, I think, critically important for us to all realize that no one is at fault here, that it's important to address problems with heroin addiction in a very forthright manner, to seek out treatment, to make no effort to sweep the problem under the rug, because heroin is simply too deadly for us to ignore at this point.
Well, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Sure, I enjoyed talking to you.